this particular passage from the Gospel of St. Luke. It's always been a difficulty for so many ancient times, and even more so in our times. I thought our Lord came to bring peace. And the answer is correct, yes, he did. But not as the kind of peace that the world brings. And in reference to that kind of peace, that cross, which is the baptism that with which he must be baptized, the baptism of fire, fire is an occasion. It's not the intention of our Lord to divide people, but is the only means of salvation that we have. That is baptism on the cross. Cross certainly does occasion that. Those who accept him, those who do not accept him. And this is true not only of our Lord, but of the continuation of his work for us, particularly in the figure of his vicars, and whether they actually are nailed to the cross like Saint Peter, in carrying out the task that he has assigned to him, or in other ways, the study of the lives of so many holy popes, and not least St. John Paul II reveals exactly the paradox. For the worldly, the cross is simply the end of Jesus, period. He has failed. Instead, we know for in truth that it is quite the opposite. It is a stupendous success. When I be exalted, will draw all things to myself. Today, there is much division over what the Pope is doing. But we must always remember that all of this must be placed in that context to which our Lord refers. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. But look especially to St. John Paul II for a wonderful example of how that mystery of the cross, the elevation of our Lord on the cross, leads to his resurrection from the tomb on the third day. And so it will be for all who see in him Jesus, the Redeemer, involved in that struggle, the opposition that we meet in those who do not believe in the mystery of the cross or place their hope in it, but sure indeed of that ultimate victory, from the point of view of heaven is not far away. We may, as it were, conclude our reflections with that invitation which our Lord makes to us to come to me, all you who are worried, heavy burdened, and I will refresh you. That refreshment is his own body and blood. Let us remember that it is not far off, the coming of Jesus, but it is always, he is always close to those who believe in him, place all their hope in him, and above all, love him so much that they will keep all of his commandments, even though it brings them opposition. Praise be Jesus and Mary.